the more intensive and productive therapies that you can initiate, the more enriching that you can make an individual's life who's going to be sequestered, who's going to be ostracized, who won't receive the same opportunities for various reasons, then the better the outcome is all around. There's no question that having a normal social experience makes everything easier. It makes normal physical activity easier because they can participate in sports. If you just make slight modifications in the delivery of the classroom material to these children, then they can have a normal or very near normal educational experience for a lot of them. And this recognition is something that really didn't exist more than 3 decades ago, where we were still just casting blame and trying to find out who's responsible for this kid having autism and not doing what we should have been doing at the time to really change the course of their life for the better.
Are there other things just on the research side that have improved treatments or therapies or whatever, you know, behavioral therapies?
Well, there certainly are behavior therapies that can be developed. There are standardized ones that you'd hear referred to, for example, as applied behavior analysis therapy. That there are also individualized ones. And depending on which autism evaluation or treatment center a child and family go to, they may receive recommendation for one of those over the other. There's not a cookie cutter treatment that's always going to work because individuals with autism are as different as everybody else is. And there are some great efforts being made to try to optimize the treatment that's delivered, both in terms of the nature of the interventions that are being done, the efficiency of those interventions, and making them possible to carry out even in the child's own home, for example, with interactive devices for a lot of these things. But we still have a long way to go. We really do. Apart from behavioral interventions, there are some very promising nutritional interventions that have been developed based on some of the research that's found abnormalities in some of the nutritional, the core nutritional metabolic pathways. One really interesting finding over the last year that's been substantiated from double-blind, placebo-controlled clinical trials, for example, is that a subset of the children who have this regressive autism phenotype that lose the words, that lose functioning around ages 2 to 4, a subset of those actually have developed autoantibodies against folate transporters in the body. And they're blocking the folate that their brain needs to develop normally. Now, we give folate to moms who are expecting. They take prenatal vitamins because folate is so essential for brain development. Well, what we found in the last year, some work that was actually spearheaded at SUNY Downstate, is that if you give children who are positive for these folate receptor antibodies alternative form of folic acid, a folinic acid, that gets around the problem of these transporters being blocked, their behavior improves. Everything seems to get better for those children. So there may be a small subset where very specific, targeted, individualized nutritional or medicinal therapies could be very effective. But we're really just learning all the different decks and the cards that these children are dealt, essentially. And a lot of efforts being made to try to, if we can identify all those causes, then be able to customize the recommended therapies that would help them the most.